Final score tonight from Providence, Rhode Island, Meehan Auditorium on the campus of Brown University. It is Merrimack 3, Brown 2. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And I guess, Scott, first of all, fourth win in a row, longest win streak of the season so far.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't easy, obviously, but it's just great to get some positive feedback for what you're doing. Like, our guys work pretty hard. This is a hard game to play. You know, it's a pretty quiet place, and there's not a lot of energy that comes to you unless you bring it yourself. And I thought we did a good job getting through situations that allowed us to get to the win.
One of those situations, first shift of the game, less than a minute in, they score to go up first, but you guys bounced back and had a good first period after that.
Yeah, I thought the first might have been our best period, and I think, ironically, that's what happened in Vermont as well, right? But I think our team, like, they know that the guy in that is going to make most of the saves, and that one went in, which was not his fault. It was a defensive breakdown, but you know, we've had that happen before. We know we can get back in it. We know we can score. We just kept playing through, and so I've been very impressed when that's happened to us, how we've responded, and tonight was another night that happened.
You guys end up tying the score late in the first period. Justin Gill returns to the lineup. That line worked hard in that shift, and it resulted in a goal.
Yeah, really well. You know what? I was happy for Justin to get back and to have that, but, you know, really happy because they got rewarded for a good effort shift. And that, when you're dealing with skilled players and they give you a fourth line type shift and they score on it, hopefully that reinforces how they want to play.
So 1-1 after one, going to the second period there. You guys end up taking the lead about halfway through the period. Ty Deneau, second game back from injury, and he scores.
Yeah, and just a, you know, not a Ty Deneau goal. You know, he usually shoots it in the net. I mean, he did this time, but it was really a power play by him, a power move. Got the guy on his shoulder and took him all the way to the net. It was a big play for us and really big play for him to get him going again. And he's played really well the last two games.
They end up tying the score later on in the period, 2-2 after two, so another close game here in the third period. What do you guys talk about there? I mean, you know, I know you guys are trying to build something here where you're playing winning hockey in the third period. You were able to do that tonight.
Yeah, no, and I think that everyone in the rink knew that, you know, we just had a defensive breakdown. We made a bad decision defensively coming over the blue line. And we lost the race getting up ice, but everybody knew that, and I don't think anyone panicked, and they knew we'd be able to come back from it. I just like the way the guys played after that, particularly in the third. As you said, we got to the third, and I thought we played much smarter hockey. We didn't take as many shots as I wish we did. We got 12 or 13, but we could have had at least five more. But at the same time, I thought we played a brand that we want to play the rest of the way.
Special teams, not a lot of special teams opportunities tonight, but, you know, two on each team. First of all, let's talk about the power play. Didn't go so well the first time around. The second time around, you guys are able to get the goal, and it ended up being the game-winning goal.
No, that's huge, you know, and the most important thing about the power play is you can't have a conscience. You know, the first one was, not only was it, not did we not score, we didn't play very well on it. The beginning of the second one, we didn't play great on it. They were doing a really good job pressing us, but we stayed with it, and at the end of the day, we got a really good shot by Justin Gill and a great rebound by Nick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Nick Pierre, 10th goal of the season, first guy on your team to get to double digits. As good as he looked last year, he seems to have a knack for putting the puck in the net this year. What's he doing, if anything, different this year that's helping him in that regard?
I really think, and it's funny to say this, but I think he's shooting more. You know, he, even though he was a one-time threat on the power play all year last year, he didn't shoot a lot 5-on-5. He looked to make plays, and, you know, I told him that's selfish play. Like, you know, you're a shooter, you got to shoot the puck. It's more selfish if you pass it and, you know, maybe lose an opportunity to shoot and score than it is if you shoot. And his teammates want him to shoot, and he's a great guy. He wants to make plays. He wants to help his linemates do better, but we need him to keep shooting.
Maybe the key the rest of the game after that, after you guys got the lead, you guys really clamped it down. You had a lot of guys that were selling out there, blocking shots, getting sticks in the way, whatever you had to do. I don't think you allowed a shot on their power play that they had later on in the period. And then even when they pulled a goaltender and pressing there, again, you had guys giving up whatever they had to do to keep the puck out of the way.
Well, a huge block at the end there by Kalen Fitzpatrick. And, you know, we had done a really good job of keeping everything to the outside, even not even letting them get over the blue line a few times. I thought we played really well. And then they did get in the zone and got some possession. And sometimes you can get loose because we had been on the ice a little while at that point. But Fitzy made a great block. I think it was the third one of that 5-on-6. And, you know, the puck went the other way, and we ended up getting the win here.
Thought another great game, obviously. I mean, we say it every time. Max Lundgren, big saves, especially earlier in the game, that shorthanded chance that they had. A couple other chances that were in tight. He made big saves when we needed him to make them. You know, either you had a goal lead or, you know, the game was tied, what have you, and he made a big save.
Yeah, you know, it's more of the same, right? He's done that all year, and it's exciting to see him, you know, his confidence. I'm sure I haven't asked him because I don't want to, but it's got to be at an all-time high. Like, he's just really tracking the puck well, and to come back after the Vermont game, which was his first shots in 2 weeks, I thought he fought the puck a little bit, and I told him after, I thought that was your best game of the year. You know, I probably didn't feel that way, but you had to fight through way more things than you had to fight through all year. And to get us that W the way he did, I thought was an unbelievable thing by him for our team, and then tonight he just continued it. So it's really, really positive. Obviously, we feel confident going into every game with him.
I'm wondering, over this stretch here, the four games that you guys have won, again, every game's been a game where you had to do something in the third period to either put the game away, you know, make sure that you win the game, come back and win the game, break a tie, whatever it is. Is there anything that, you know, you've seen over this stretch here that seems like, you know, your team is moving in the direction that you want them to move in?
Oh, yeah. I think we're playing more on our toes in the third period than when we have the lead than we were in the first half. And that's been good, you know, and I think the key to that is that you have a third forward high up who can control anything that comes out of the zone and control the middle of the rink. And I thought our team has done a way better job of that in the last two games we've played, controlling the middle of the rink, especially late in the game, especially 6-on-5, and making sure every entry was on the outside, and that allowed us to win the game.
All right, thanks, sir. We appreciate it. Safe ride back home. Another tough opponent next week at Holy Cross. See you then.
We will. Thank you very much.